This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions and going forward every Sunday. So feel free to give us a call today or any other Sunday at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer any of your gardening questions, indoors or out. I know it's still some nice weather out there today. It's rainy. Yesterday was nice and 50. I was looking at the weather tomorrow. It's supposed to be nice and 50 as well. A couple days ago, we had looked at the weather and at work, and we were taking a look at it and saying, uh-oh, it's going to snow next weekend. And we were getting a little nervous about it. You know, snowing on any weekend, especially in the retail business when you're selling Christmas trees outdoors, gets nerve-wracking. But, that was much ado about nothing. It's looking clear on the way. My boss, Bob, I was texting him this morning saying, hey, you're my weather expert. Is it going to snow next weekend like we talked about? He said, clear all the way. So I believe him. So let's hope that stays that way. It looks to be a little bit cold, but expected this time of year in the 30s most of the week. But tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day, 50s and sunny. So if you have the day off or you have some time to be outside, finish raking up the leaves, finish cleaning the area. You know, if you haven't sprayed Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof on the plants, this would be a great time to be doing it. A lot of times with those products, you need to have 40 degrees or warmer for it to really stick on the plant and get it the right way. You can spray it in the 30s, but it doesn't give you the long-term effects that you want. That's what you're looking for. Still time to do that tomorrow after this rain. The rain supposed to stop at some point and then maybe pick back up later, but we'll see. Yesterday was such a nice day outside. So many things were getting done in the yard. Everywhere you went, there was people just cleaning up their leaves because we had some snow, then we had rain, and you just couldn't get everything done in time. It was a weird fall this year. You have some time, and like we've talked about all day, if you haven't gotten your hydrangeas or roses ready, you can definitely be putting some mulch around them, some leaves, some salt marsh hay, that type of thing, to really get that covering. It's about a 12 by 12 area around your roses and your hydrangeas. So that would be definitely something you could do tomorrow or today. It's a little rainy, but not a bad time to get out there. It's not too cold. It's not freezing rain, and it's not snow. It could be worse, right? Fiddleheads Flowers of Cape Elizabeth is pleased to honor the over 30-year time-honored tradition of the Paul Parent Garden Club by offering new holiday wreaths for 2018. Lauren Springer, CEO and founder of Fiddleheads, joined by award-winning designer Jason Parent, yes, son of Paul and my brother, have three new styles, locally sourced, double-sided, and handmade in Maine. To order your wreaths, log on to www.fiddleheadflorist.com. A portion of the sale will go to the Paul Parent Garden Club in his memory. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. No, they're so beautiful. We've gotten so many emails and letters about, are you doing the REITs? Are you doing the REITs? And then we're getting the letters. They're so beautiful. They're gorgeous. They look so amazing that, you know, you're not sure if they're real. Because it's like, whoa, these are so great that this can't be real. When, in fact, they're locally sourced out of Maine. So they're being great out there. So take a look at their website. They got some great new styles, but it's the same tradition that we have. I know earlier we had spoke with a woman by the name of Patricia, who had said that, you know, she had thought that the artificial wreath, it was an artificial wreath that was sent. I've already spoken with Lauren from Fiddleheads, and she's already been on it. She's that good at it. She's been taking care of Patricia and making sure it's taken care of, because they sell 100% real wreaths, and it might just be that good that it just can't be real, right? But everything's taken care of, Patricia. I know that Lauren's going to be looking out to speak with you. So we'll go from there, but I know they're great wreaths. My father had been talking about retiring from the wreaths for a number of years. It's a lot of work, especially, you know, he wanted to spend that Christmas time enjoying the time instead of, you know, really working. He loved working. We could never get him to stop working. But, you know, he just wanted to be able to spend some time and enjoy Christmas. So he had actually been talking with Lauren multiple times to talk about it and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about retiring from the wreath business. I want somebody to take over it. And it just so happened they work with my brother. So they took it over, and we're proud to have them as part of the Paul Parent family, as we always have. But we do appreciate them doing their passing on those wreaths and keeping the tradition of my father alive. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in Mass.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I have four large clay terracotta pots outside, and I usually bring them in, but can I just empty them and tip them upside down and they won't crack over the winter?
You could. A lot of times what you want to do is make sure it's not really touching the ground a little bit. You want it lifted up a little bit. So if you wanted to leave the soil in the pots, you could definitely do that. One of the things with them is when it sits on the ground and the ground freezes, the bottom of the pot kind of, because a terracotta is so porous, it might actually, the water that's in there, if it's not frozen, will absorb into it. And then it freezes. Then you have that freeze-thaw effect, and that bottom might just pop right off. Or if it's frozen and you just nudge it a little bit, it might break the bottom of it. So having the air go underneath it is the best way to do it. Ideally, if you could bring them inside, that would be, you know, the most beneficial for you. But if you say you wanted to tip them over, if you're just going to use a new soil next year, tip them over, you know, put them, you know, and you want to leave them outside, put them up against the building to the side where they're not going to get, you know, too much exposure from the wind and all that. You could even put them underneath like a deck or something along those lines. But there's multiple ways to do it is what I'm really trying to say.
Elevate it up off the ground a few inches either way.
Yeah, so what they do is they make what's called pot feet. They're little terracotta. They look like little benches, if you will. Usually you need about three of them depending upon the size of the plant, maybe four if it's real big. But that gives it a little bit of that airflow underneath it. To allow it to not freeze to the ground. That's the biggest thing, is freezing right to the ground where it's really hard. That's where the bottom will break off. Again, ideally, if you wanted to, if say you were going to dump them out, you flip them over and put them up against a building underneath a deck or something along those lines, that's going to protect them the best if you're going to leave them outside.
Right. Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the phone call.
Have a good day.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We've had a couple hours under our belt. We'll keep on going. Had some pretty cool stuff just happened here at 8 o'clock. I went upstairs to see my wife and my two daughters. And my youngest, Ella, she started popping teeth. So we were wondering, she was screaming the past couple days and wasn't sick. We couldn't figure it out, but the teeth are popping through. So that's a great day. She's getting to be a bigger girl. She's awesome. My other daughter wasn't feeling well, and we had some Pedialyte in the refrigerator. She's like, "Daddy, I want to show you something. I got Gatorade for kids." It was awesome. I got to share those things because they're just so cool. You know, those memories that we have are amazing. But that was really cool to go up there and just say hi to them for a couple minutes. It's best part of my days is when I get to see those three girls, my wife and two girls. So those are the best part of my days. So I like to share them, and, you know, it's that holiday season. Share the greatness that you have. Share it with others. Make others feel good about themselves. And, you know, it's that time of the year to remember everyone out there. Remember your friends. Remember everybody. So, you know, be nice to each other, like I usually say at the end of the show. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Feel free to give us a call. If not, you can go online and send us an email. We'll do everything we can to answer that as well. But give us a call.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Coverstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. With that, we'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy in New Bedford.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. Just a quick question, please. You're not doing wreaths, but are you doing the centerpieces? I had sent a centerpiece to someone in Maine for quite a few years.
Well, so I know the company that we have dealt with is doing the wreaths in Maine still. It's called Fiddleheads Florist in Cape Elizabeth. You might actually be able to give them a call and see if they could do centerpieces.
Okay.
Let me get you the phone number. I have their website, which is www.fiddleheadflorist.com. Let me just pull up the their phone number. My brother Jason works there, so that's a good place to talk to. Their phone number, they're not open yet, but they'll be open, I believe, like 9 or 10 today. You can call it 207-767-5595. And you can give them a call a little bit later today to get some information. But my brother Jason was the one who did all those centerpieces in the past.
Really?
Yeah, he was. He would come over to my parents' house and spend almost all night making these arrangements, and then go to work the next morning to do, make arrangements of flowers for people, and then he'd come back and do it a couple times. So if anybody would know if they're going to do it, or if anybody in the area who they would trust, I'd definitely call them to ask them.
Yeah, or I could order a wreath instead, but it's just kind of always did centerpieces. But maybe I'll change my mind and try a wreath this year.
But like I said, it's still part of the family. My brother works there, and he's an incredible designer, so he might be able to do something great for you.
Okay.
He's I know I say this because he's my brother, but he is one of the best out there, so I wouldn't be worried with anything he sends.
Yeah. Okay, very good. That's good. So I can get it directly through him, and I know it's going to be as nice as they were in the past.
Oh, I definitely think so.
Yeah, and maybe they'll put a picture on it, because I used to order it all the time, and you used to have the picture on your website, you know, so I knew what I was ordering.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, every year I'd order something a little different, and so maybe they'll do that, too, if they're going to get into that end of things.
Really? You never
okay,
know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right,
and
Nancy.
I'm glad the gardening season is almost over. I finished my mulching yesterday, I hope.
Perfect. Well, it was a great day to do that yesterday, right?
Right, it was, yeah, no wind.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. It was a midday. I want to say it was almost 50 degrees. It was almost unspeakable for December, right?
Right. I didn't realize when I first got into gardening that it was going to be a year-round thing, you know.
Yeah,
it was only a summer thing.
Yeah, it just definitely doesn't stop. I have a book that I took from my father's library that has 365 days of gardening, and I'm learning something every day from it and seeing something different, you know, each week and what we can do each day. So it's definitely a year-round thing.
Oh, that's good to know. I might start my own little 365 a day calendar.
Exactly. It's you know, one of the best ways to really learn about what you've done in the past and almost take care of next year's plants is to be doing a calendar like that. That's a great great way to do it. So that's a good idea, Nancy.
Yeah, you think that you're gonna remember next year, but you don't.
I completely get that. You know, life happens. You get real busy. You're not gonna remember. So it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, right. Good. Well, thank you for the tip, and have a nice day.
You too, Nancy. Enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. But Nancy brought up a great point, and you can use it in IPM, which is Integrated Pest Management, is taking a calendar and writing down when something happens in the garden each year, especially with like an insect, so you can be ready for it for next year, knowing that it happens, knowing that it could happen, and being ready for it. On the other side of the break, I'll give you a little bit more information about that, because it is something that we should all be doing to have more success in our gardens. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly two dozen tornadoes reported near Springfield, Illinois yesterday as dozens of people are injured. The National Weather Service says they tore through farms and destroyed many homes, but there are no reports of fatalities. The damage assessment's continuing in Anchorage, Alaska after Friday's magnitude 7.0 earthquake. There, though, making things worse, a severe winter storm. 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush will be remembered at a funeral on Wednesday. In an interview a few years ago, he expressed his philosophy, which emphasized do rather than complain.
And it comes naturally. And so I think for people just to sit and whine and complain about things in life, that's not good enough. You got to be in the game. Get off the bench, get in the game.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Russ in New Hampshire.
Russ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was looking for a non-fence solution to keep deer out of the gardens in the summer. I don't know if you have anything. I've heard a bunch of different things about different animals' urine that you can kind of sprinkle around, but I didn't know if you had a good, solid solution for that.
So there are a lot of different solutions out there that you could be using. So scent is one of the ways that it triggers the animal to keep them away. So it's going to be hard to find the, you know, one that doesn't have the scent, because they, most of the products, they try to have a scent plus something else in it to make it as a double deterrent. So the coyote urine and fox urine are ones that are used. I believe it's the coyote urine for deer. So it doesn't have like a smell to it. Unless you're, you know, it gets really wet and is out there. The way you use those is they come with like little medicine bottles with a piece of cotton in the middle and some holes on the side. And you fill that bottle and the scent will come out and the deer will feel like a predator is in the area. So that's... that's one way that I've heard works really well, but you have to make a perimeter in the area.
Okay.
You could also use, like human hair, or dog hair. So that's one of the others. So say you have a dog or somebody you know has a dog and they're getting, they're shedding or they're getting a haircut, etc. You can use that. What you do is you put it in like a Ziploc bag and you wet it a little bit so it has that smell of, a dog, and it does that same type thing for the deer. You could also use Repelzol from Bonide. It's a great product. They have it in multiple forms. They have it in a granule, then they have it in the liquid form. The liquid form might have a little bit more smell, but the granular out there will give it, you use it as a perimeter. You don't use it as right up against the plants that you're trying to protect. You use it as a perimeter to keep the deer out. The other thing The other thing you could do is you could use a spray on top of the plants. Like they have a hot pepper wax out there that you can spray on some of the plants that the deer usually like to eat, like a hosta or use those types of things. You can spray it on there. It gets that bad taste in their mouth, and they usually move on and won't eat there. There's multiple ways to do it. It's just which way is going to work. Sometimes the deer will get one, they'll see one, they'll be deterred, but then they'll go to the next. So you kind of have to use multiple and switch them out to keep them on their feet, to keep them, knowing what's going on.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, Russ. Good luck, and hopefully it works out for you.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Roland in Massachusetts, Manchester.
Roland, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning. This weekend, I went to shopping, and I saw a place where they were selling bulbs. Like tulips and all that other stuff, for 75% off. Now, I want to ask you is this here. If I bought some and put them away, are they good for next year?
They're not going to be, you're not going to have great success with them next year, I'll tell you that. What will happen is they tend to get soft and almost rot when they're not in the ground and not in a cold period. If you were to keep them in like a freezer almost for a dormancy period and get them into next year, that might work. But, I mean, with the 50-degree temperature we had yesterday, it's a lot of rain today and then 50 degrees tomorrow, you could still put those in the ground. And they still could be successful for you. The ground, so it felt like it had frozen like 2 weeks ago when we had that really cold weather. But with that 50-degree day, I mean, it was probably in the 40s, I want to say, too, on Friday. So we've had some couple warm days. So, I mean, 75% off on bulbs, I mean, you're spending a quarter for each one, let's say. It's definitely worth it to even try to put it in the ground at this point. I didn't expect it to be this warm this late, but it's kind of a blessing in disguise for things like this.
Well, that's great. I think I will take a chance. And thank you very much, and I really enjoy your show, and you're very informative.
Thank you, Roland.
Have a great day.
You too, Roland. Great name. That was my grandfather's name, so I heard that name, and it just made me think of him, so I appreciate that.
You don't have that anymore. No kids are named Roland anymore.
No, you don't.
That's old-fashioned.
Every time I hear it, I just think of him, so I appreciate it. He brought a good good feeling to me today, so thank you for the phone call.
That's great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna in Cape Cod.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I'm a friend of your mom and your dad.
Oh.
I live on Cape Cod, and I was wondering, can you tell me what to do with an amaryllis? I had saved it over from last year out on the porch for the summer, and I remember putting it in the garage in October. Now, there are two bulbs. One bulb has two leaves, and the second bulb has three leaves. Are they worth saving and trying to grow for Christmas? And if so, how do I do that?
Well, definitely want to get those going. You want to get them into soil right away and start them right on a fertilizer regimen to really push them a little bit. Once they start showing leaves, that's when you can start to fertilize them and get them ready to go. I will say it's probably not going to hit right on Christmas. that they're going to be blooming. But you might have them in January where, you know, you don't have a lot of blooming flowers, so it might be something nice to have. But it's definitely worth trying. You've kept them, you know, over the year and really put some effort into them. So I think it's definitely something to do now. Get a nice soilless mix, a nice light mix. You can get a Espoma has a great potting soil that you could be using.
Okay.
Put the bulb in there. Leave the bulb above the soil a bit so that, you know, most of the bulb is above the soil. You can put it around it to hold it in there. But I'd say almost half to three quarters of the bulb is above. And then start on the fertilizer regimen. I like to go with like a liquid food. You don't want to go too heavy. You don't want to go to like a 10-10-10 or something like a 20-20-20. Sometimes they have that in like a wettable powder form. Where you mix it with water to create the fertilizer.
So it's something like a Miracle-Gro indoor houseplant?
You want to use like some sort of indoor houseplant. You could probably actually use the 10-10-10. Bonite has a really good 10-10-10 liquid form that you can use in indoors. And okay. Then Espoma has a really good one called Indoor. excuse me. They have a few of them, and it's a liquid... a liquid plant food that it has like a really cool cover where you just flip open the cap, you turn it over, and it like pre-measures the amount that you need per plant.
Oh, perfect.
So that's one that I would do because it's you don't really have to think, and you have a lot of other things going on in life, and you're saying I don't really want to measure this. So that's kind of what I would do. That's a really good one to use. But definitely get it started now. Get it in a sunny window. Start the fertilizer on it. If you plan to keep it again for next year and do this, I would look for you to put it in its dormancy period maybe in September versus October.
Okay,
so because they need about 8 weeks for a dormancy period. So you would do September and October. And it's about 10 to 12 weeks, maybe 8 to 12 weeks, to allow it to flower. Okay, so if you do all of September and October in its dormancy period, then you plant it right away. 8 weeks is going to be around Christmas time. So maybe it's a little bit earlier. Start in October, in August, middle of August, and go until, you know, the last week in October. And then you can start to push it earlier, or maybe the second to last week. Kind of take a look at it, but it's about 8 to 12 weeks of once it comes out of that dormancy period for it to bloom again.
Okay.
Okay. So it's you don't really think about in August putting anything into a dormancy period. It's not something where you're saying, oh, well, this is time to do this. That's not something you really think about. So I wouldn't have thought about it unless the amaryllis time started to come up and I, you know, looked more into it and had some more information. So just kind of remember that for next year if you want to do this again. And if you say you want to try it again with the different ones, you could go out to get new bulbs. Just make sure you try to get the jumbo bulbs, the biggest bulbs that they have for them. The little ones don't tend to do as well. You can overwinter them and you only get a couple years usually, whereas the jumbo amaryllis bulbs, you'll get more years out of them. So it'll be, you know, instead of just a 1 or 2 years.
How many years are you supposed to get out of a bulb?
It depends on the bulb, but you can get many years out of it if you do everything, give it its dormancy period. It might not be as strong as it gets older.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those things, why not keep something if it will give back to you for the next year, right?
Is there anything to do with the number of leaves that it puts out in the summertime?
Not that I know of. I'd actually have to look that up. I haven't heard that before, but I'm sure it probably has something to do with it. I'd have to get some information on the amaryllis with the leaves. But I think it should, I think it'll bloom for you and be fine. But it just might be a little bit later than Christmas this season.
That's all right.
It'd be something nice for the winter when it's snowy. I mean, you're on Cape Cod. You don't get as much snow, but you still get some snow.
Yeah.
So might be nice to have something beautiful like that in the house instead of looking outside to the white stuff that's out there.
That's true. Absolutely true. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help, Patrick.
Donna, thank you. Thank you for the phone call. And,
all right.
Appreciate it. So call anytime.
You're welcome. Say hi to Chris for me.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap can give you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video. Find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The other side of the break, we'll try to answer some more questions and give you some more information about what to do in the garden at this time of year.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go right back to the lines. Who's up next?
Christine in Massachusetts.
Christine, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about my... It's a Canadian white spruce, I think.
Okay.
And it is enormous. And it's been doing well, but this probably about 2 years ago, the Douglas firs that I had beside it in the bed caught some kind of a fungus.
Okay.
And the next thing, everything fell off them. And the spruce is rather disease resistant, but the lower limbs on it, P.S., I got rid of the Douglas firs finally. I quit. but the huge spruce, I mean, it's just enormous and it's beautiful. The top half is great, but the lower area has gotten a little thin. And I went to my garden center. They asked me had I watered it, which I had not. So I've been watering it, but I was just wondering if there might be anything else that I could do. I did have some needle drops, you know, this season, you know, which I would expect it being autumn. But I'm wondering if there's anything else I could do to boost the bottom half of it and get it back to where it was.
Well, so I do have a couple questions for you. How tall is it now?
probably about 24 feet.
Okay. And
it didn't start out that big, but it's where it is.
That so the other plant that was next to it, was it kind of blocking some of the sunlight that was getting to the base of that?
No, really it wasn't.
Really wasn't?
Kind of in a row, no.
Okay. So, all right. So spruces and most evergreens that get big, they try to just go up and get tall and focus on the leader on the top to get bigger. What will eventually happen is some of those lower branches will die off because a lot of the energy is either in the root system or all the way up top getting it bigger. So it's not fun. But there are some things you can do. Maybe some of those areas that have started to turn brown get a little bit less sun than others. Maybe take a look at it.
Okay.
See if that's the case. Sometimes what will happen is with the spruce, if it gets some shade, the lower parts will start to brown out a little bit, and you won't get as much growth there. So take a look at that. See if that's the instance.
All right.
I'm not sure if it's the watering, to be honest with you. I don't think it's the watering. I think it's the older it is. One thing you can do in the spring, and you'd have to really probably get a good amount of this, is to fertilize it with Hollytone from Espoma.
Okay.
So it's an evergreen, so it likes to have acidic soil, and that's what the Hollytone does. So you could definitely use that. I think that would be beneficial. But just take a look and follow it to a T of what the bag says. With it being 24 feet, it probably has a large base. You're really going to have to use a lot to do it.
Yeah, that's fine. I use it anyway. I love that stuff.
And so you already know how to do it, but the best way to do it is on the canopy. On the outer part of the canopy is where you want to fertilize. You don't want to fertilize right next to the, right on the drip line. So that's perfect. So continue to do that, but you're probably going to need a good amount just for that. It might not give you everything back in that area, but it might push some new growth and make it a little bit stronger.
That would be in the spring?
In the spring, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
One last suggestion I have for you is in those lower areas where it still has that growth, the regular green growth that it has, the greenish-blue growth, if you notice a lot of it on the outside, maybe cut it back by where the green is by a third, just the green part. I'm not talking the sticks that are behind it, just the green part, to maybe reinvigorate it. Do that in the spring. Because there's leaders on those to go out as well. And by cutting that, you're cutting the hormone off, and the two hormones behind it are going to try and go out and make stronger branches there. So that might help them a little bit. But remember, the key is only the green part. Don't count the brown part behind it. Just count the green part.
Can I hold on to ask one more question?
We can do it off air because we're gonna do an interview real quick. So hang tight for me.
Okay. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.